Eddie, do you see that as a good point away from home, a missed opportunity, or probably a bit of both?
A bit of both. I thought we were very good today, right from the start. We took the game to them. We've had some really good chances in the first quarter of the game. Got our two-goal lead, and it looked like it was going to be a really good afternoon. The goals are disappointing, I think, for a number of reasons, really. I mean, first one looked offside to me. I haven't seen it again. That was my initial impression. The second one, I didn't feel it was a penalty. Simon doesn't also agree with that, the decision the referee gave. Apart from that, they didn't really, I mean, I think Feds make a couple of saves early on, but they didn't really test our goalkeeper. And I think coming here and being so dominant is, that's no mean feat. I've watched a lot of Swansea, and they're usually very in control at home. So it was, I think it was a big display from us.
Let's talk about Joshua King, first of all. We've spoken many times, and we spoke to him many times about the need just to get off the mark at last. How much of a relief will that be to him?
I think it'd be a boost for him. I mean, from my perspective, yes, you want all your strikers to score. There's no denying that. But you need them to contribute to the team. I feel he's been doing that in abundance of late. From the Southampton game, really, I think he's produced two and a half very good displays. Felt the goal was coming, and it's a fitting reward for him because he's a really good lad with so much potential.
Both goals had quality about them, and bearing in mind, particularly attacking-wise, the team was fitted together quite recently with Josh and Junior Stanislas coming in. The way they were linking up was as if they'd been playing all season together.
Well, that's, yeah, I mean, that's testament to the lads who have come in. They're very good players. We do work in a way where hopefully whoever comes in will know the job required of them. I think that's very important, that you have a philosophy that not just one 11 knows, that the whole squad knows. But those guys, as you say, they've been excellent. They really have, and that's great signs for the future on all levels, because if we can get some of the injured guys back, then our squad's going to be full of quality. But in the meantime, you know, these lads have done their chances of furthering their career here no end of good, really.
I'm sure the regret is that you couldn't hang on at 2-0 for longer than the minute you did manage to hang on.
Well, that's right. I mean, after we scored their first goal, they had two chances which were out of context in the game, and then we scored the second goal and they scored. So that was the biggest frustration, whether it's concentration levels, which I can't believe, or just, you know, Swansea had a little kick that they reacted to. That's certainly something we look at.
Obviously, they have been a team under pressure here. How mindful were you of you that, you know, started well, but to get 2-0 up, then all of a sudden the fans are starting to go very quiet. You had it all in the palm of your hand very briefly.
Well, we did. I mean, they're difficult things to prepare for. You go into every game to try and start well and do what we did today. It doesn't always work out like that. But one thing I will say, the lads showed great bravery today on the ball. Any away game in the Premier League, I've said it before, is a huge challenge. But I'm very proud to be Bournemouth manager tonight. When you look at the style of football that we adopted today, how brave the players were, how in control they were of themselves, I think hopefully any Bournemouth supporter coming today will go home with a really nice feeling.
And it looked even towards the end as if the value was on getting 3 points. There was no real thought. Even I know you were pointing towards the corner right at the end, but you think it's just
for the last 2 minutes. I think that was me sort of accepting that we weren't going to win today. But no, before then, we're a side that's better when we attack. We're not a good side when we defend or go negative. So we wanted to keep attacking, and I thought there was some very good individual displays, and the lads never stopped trying to win.
Will that make a difference now in terms of the sequence? Because it does break the sequence of the fact you've not got a point for a while away in the Premier League.
I think it's really important we broke the sequence of losing. No one wants to get used to that feeling and get used to accepting your fate. Hopefully, again, today is just further proof for the players that we have nothing to fear. For the last 2.5 games, I think we've been dominant, totally dominant, for all those moments. So, and we've played some good sides. That's a great sign.
Finally, was it even more important given the three teams you've got coming up? Everton, Chelsea, Man United on the horizon.
I don't even know we've got coming up, Chris. That's news to me.
It's Everton, Chelsea, Man United.
Well, no, they're great games for us. They're the games that we worked so hard for last year to have. So there's going to be no fear in those games from our perspective. Yes, we know we need points, but for all the reasons I gave earlier about how proud I feel right now, we're really looking forward to those challenges.
Thanks, sir.